We are going to get into the Word tonight. We're going to start in Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4 in verse 6. Hosea is just after Daniel. And tonight I'm going to be sharing on what is available. What is available? And in order to receive anything from God, we must first know what? What is available. That's right. We can't receive anything from God unless we know it's available. Right? If we don't know that basic truth, how can we expect to receive anything? In Hosea 4:6, the first part of that verse says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Right? And we saw that verse last week as well. "My people are destroyed." And that's in direct opposition to John 10:10, which says that we can have a more abundant life. Right? We can have a more abundant life. So God's people are destroyed. They lack abundance when they lack knowledge. Right? And a life that is average, that is ho-hum, or worse, that's below par, can be a result of not knowing what is available from God's Word, right? A lack of knowledge, not knowing what's available from the Word of God, means that you can't receive it. Pretty simple, right? You can't receive it if you don't know about it. Go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. It says, Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you what? Ask Him. Before you even ask God, He knows what you need, right? He made you. Right? Of course He knows what you need for an abundant life. He formed and created us. Right? Even before we ask Him, He knows what we need. But we can't ask Him for something that's not available. Right? You know, God's not going to answer a prayer for something that's not available according to His Word. I can't pray for my backyard to be full of giraffes tomorrow and expect God to do that for me. I'm not going to wake up to a yard full of giraffes because it's not available according to God's Word. Right? And there's tons in here about what is available. So it's super important that we know, that we look into it to find out what is available. All right? So to illustrate this very simple fact, I have asked Jacob to be my volunteer tonight. So, Jacob, you stay right there. You can stay right there. The first thing I'm going to do for this illustration is I'm going to show everyone else what's in this box. All right? You see what's in that box? Uh-huh. Look at what is in that box. Lots of the same thing are in that box. So I need you to close your eyes and we'll show your mom. Okay. So that is what is in that box. So now this whole room knows what is available. They know what's in this box. All right, Jacob, you're good. Now, I would like, yes, you can open your eyes. You can come on up here. And I would like for you to take one of the things that is in this box, and you can keep it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Can you show everybody what you picked? That's right. So he can have it. He knows what's available. It's yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So I just have one quick question for you. Why didn't you pick this one?
Oh,
I couldn't see that.
Right. Because you did not know what? That it was available. So he did not pick the $50 bill. He only picked the $1 bill because he didn't know it was available. If he had known it was available, I'm quite certain he would have chosen that one. Right? So Jacob doesn't have the $50 bill. He does have a dollar bill, but he doesn't have a $50 bill because he did not know it was available, right? So if we don't want to miss out on what God has made available to us, we need to know what his word says. Go to third John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. Third John, verse 2. You know, there's a psychological, I guess, not a disorder, but a condition that goes around these days called FOMO, fear of missing out, right? And it's a real thing amongst young people because they see social media all the time and they see what all their friends are doing and they're afraid of missing out on it, right? Right? So we don't want to have FOMO about God's word, right? We don't want to miss out on what's available, so we have to look at it. 3 John verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what?
Health.
Even as thy soul prospers." Right? So here's something that's available from God's word. It says that prosperity and health are available from God's word. God never intended for his people to, you know, be sick, to be poverty stricken and adrift or without purpose, right? Prosperity means to do well, to have all your bases covered, to have all of your needs met and enough to give, right? That's God's intention for all of our lives. And now that we know that that's available, we can claim it, right? So if we're not feeling our best, we can ask God to what? Heal us, right? Take care of us. If we feel like we don't have the things that we need in this life in order to live abundantly, we can ask God to take care of that, right? To help us with our lack. So God wishes, above all things, that we are prosperous and healthy. Go to Philippians 4:19. So now we know that that's available. We can pray for it. I haven't seen so far that we can have a backyard full of giraffes, but if I find it, I'll let you know. Philippians 4:19. It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Right? And we can't confuse the word need with greed, okay? But it does say that God will supply all of our need, right? Everything that we need to live a life for God, he has promised to supply. So if there's something that, you know, you're lacking materially or whatever it might be, to live your best for God, he promises to supply it, to take care of it for you. That's something that you can pray for. Go to 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Right? So God is able to make his grace, his favor, abound toward us so that we have all sufficiency in all things, always. That's a lot of all. That's a lot of absolute. All of the time we have all sufficiency in all things. That's a promise from God. If we want it, if we want it, in order that we may abound to every good work, right? God needs us to do stuff on this planet of ours that he's made for us, right? He needs us to speak his word. He needs us to, you know, shine his lights. He needs us to minister to people. He wants us to have what we need, you know, our needs met. He will be our sufficiency so that we can carry that stuff out, right? If we're all beat up or we're all mentally downtrodden or we're, you know, lacking financially, to the point where we're distracted and can't do these things, that's not God's will for our life, right? He wants to provide these things so that we can live the life He wants us to live for Him. Go to Philippians 4, verse 6. Right, so these things are available. And knowing what is available is the first step in receiving them, right? Now that I know it's available, now I can believe to receive it. Right? Jacob did not know the $50 bill was in there. He could not receive it because he had no idea. Right? We have to find it first. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful or anxious for nothing. For nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that word keep is to guard. Right? So another thing that's available is for the peace of God to rule in our lives, to guard our hearts. We can be peaceful, right? We can be anxious for nothing, right? A lot of people deal with a lot of fear and anxiety in their lives. Well, the Word of God says that doesn't have to be the case. We can make our requests known to God. We can ask God to help us with that and get to the point where the peace of God is bigger than all of that stuff, where we're just peaceful. It will guard our hearts. Go to Proverbs 3, Proverbs 3, verse 24. So God's promised prosperity for us. He's promised health for us. He's promised that our needs will be met. He's promised that we can have peace and a life free of fear and anxiety. What is that worth, right? What is that worth? Proverbs 3, verse 24 says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be what? Sweet. That's a very practical promise, right? That it's a promise in God's word that we can have sweet sleep. There's a lot of people who don't sleep very well at all, right? That they're tossing and turning all night, that they're anxious or they're worried, and that causes them not to get the rest that they need. Well, the Word of God says that if you're dealing with that kind of stuff, or that you have bad dreams, or whatever it might be, that your sleep can be sweet. Now you know that that's available. Now you know that God can provide that for you. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. So you see, it's important that we look in God's Word to see what He's promised us. And I have been told, but I've never looked at it myself, that there are over 900 promises in the Word of God. That's a lot of promises. We're only looking at a handful of them. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. That's a fancy way of saying there's no temptation or thing that you're dealing with that other people haven't dealt with too. Your situation is not unique. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Right? God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with that temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Right? God doesn't say that that situation that you're dealing with, or that temptation, that trouble, you know, isn't going to happen. But He does promise that He will make a way to escape, that we can be able to bear it, right? So trouble's going to happen in this life, but God promises to deliver us, to provide a way out, and to give us the endurance we need while we're facing that situation to make it through, right? That's a promise from God, right? Sometimes our jobs get really, really heavy, you know, and it's really, really difficult. I went through that recently, and God provided a way out, provided me something new, right? The promise wasn't that my job was going to be hunky-dory all the time, but the promise was that it was never going to be too much and that there would be a way out of it. And there was, right? And there was. So we just have to claim those promises. He will provide us the strength we need to endure until we're out of it. Romans 8:37. Right? The reason there's trouble in this world isn't because God put it there. It's because there's an adversary. It's because there's a devil. Right? He's the God of this world. He would rather people be in tough situations. God is the one who delivers us. God is the one who provides a way out. Romans 8:37 says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Right? So another promise of God is that we can be more than a conqueror, which means that we can be bold and strong and confident in any situation. Right? Those are qualities of a conqueror, someone who is bold and strong and confident. And we can be that in any situation when we walk with God, right? He promises to deliver us. He promises a way out. And we can be more than conquerors. So that's available, right? So if we're facing something that's tough, right, God has promised to give us a way out. He's promised that we can be bold and confident in that situation. And we're going to close in 1 John 2. 1 John 2, verse 25. 1 John 2:25, it says, "And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life," right? Even eternal life. So God's promised us a life that's more than abundant here today, and he's promised us eternal life with him, you know, in the future, right? God says that eternal life is available, right? And we know that that's available when we believe Romans 10:9-10. So there's a lot in God's word that we can take advantage of, right? We as Christians and believers want to have a relationship with the Father. And, you know, I think everybody who believes in God wants to pray to God and get those prayers answered, right? That's part of the relationship. But in order to receive anything from God, in order to get that answered prayer, we first have to know what is available.